Start today the Teraway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh Av. First of Av, 19th of July, Rabbi Yaakov Robinson, Shlita, Hilchas Tzipia Yeshua. This week's Teraway had been spotted in Nishmas Moras Martel, Bas from Meir of Forer. The second Yahrzeit was on Sunday.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak in your Beis Medrash. So I figured it was appropriate for Rosh Chodesh Av to speak about the topic of the halachas awaiting for Mashiach, Tzipia LeYeshua. It's a topic that I've given many shiurim about, and actually with Siyata Deshmaya Bezer Hashem next week, there's a kuntrus that's going to be published on these halachas that the source of writing. So I figured it's a topic that's on my mind, and therefore I want to share with you some of the hashkafas and halachas and ha'aras on this particular topic. How did I come to this topic? Rabbi Vashul in Chicago, I was giving a drasha, and at the end of the drasha, I ended with a line that's very typical for Rabbanim to end their drashas with. Shri Zeicha, to the coming of Mashiach, Meher V'Yameinu. And the tzibur said, Amen. Right after the drasha, a balabas came over to me, and he said, tongue-in-cheek, it must be the Rabbanim don't want Mashiach to come. I said, why? He said, because they have no way to end their speeches. So I said, okay, it's a good ha'ara. But at the same time, Klal Yisrael im enim neviim, b'nei neviim heim, that if Rabbanim, for all the dairus, to this very day, end their drushes with this line, there's a reason why we end the drushes with this line. It's not that we don't have any other way to end our drushes. Many other brachas we're able to give. So clearly the concept of davening and mispalel for the coming Mashiach is central in Yiddish thought. The question is why? So the basic answer is because 16.6% of our grade in Olam Haba is going to be on this particular question. Where it says Mitzach HaShabbos, when we come to Shemayim HaChemei V'Asim Shana, they're going to ask us six questions. Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal points out, obviously they're going to ask about everything as well. But the six initial questions to define your mahus as a yid. Number four is Tzipisa LeYeshua, or you mitzapeh for the Yeshua. And we have to be able to answer in the affirmative that yes. Says Rav Yaakov Emden in the Siddur, this is the reason why Chazal put, Anshe Knesset Gedolah put into our davening every single day, Lishuas L'Kivisi Hashem. In order that we come to Shemayim and not be ashamed that we can't answer yes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we've been sapper for Yeshua. So clearly we see it's a central idea. It's one of the questions they're going to ask. And on top of which, it's not just the question we're going to ask in the Bechina, Chameyev Asim Shana, but it also defines us to this very day, at this moment, because it's one of the Yugim al-Ikrim of the Rambam. An Imam ibn Ushleim of Yisam Mashiach. And if one doesn't believe in any of the Yugim al-Ikrim, they have the Din of Apikiris. So clearly, this is something that's important. What makes something into an ikar and other things not into an ikar? Understandably, that kol Torah kula. Once the Torah has been given, if you don't believe in one ice of the Torah, you're not bikairis. But the definition of what makes something an ikar is that even mitchila, you can't make a religion, a das, called Yiddishkeit, unless you have these yisaydis, the yigim l'ikrim. But on this ikar itself, the Chassam Sefer asks, why is it an ikar? Let's say Chas V'Shalom, we would say the Mashiach's never coming. Rachmana Litzlan to say such a thing. But as Chassan Sofer, we'd have to stop living as Yidden. We don't have to keep Torah Mitzvahs at that point. So the Sefer HaIkrim, L'mashal, doesn't have the belief in coming Mashiach as a Nikr. Chassan Sofer in the Tshuva asks the Akasha, why is it a Nikr? But we know from the Rambam it's a Nikr. And therefore, that's why it's so critically important for all the Dairis to be heavily focused on the concept of coming Mashiach. It's replete throughout Chazal, Svarim HaKadoshim, davening throughout davening, Mashiach, Mashiach. This is something that we daven for, we think about. So this is what I want to focus on this morning, is several questions that revolve around this topic of waiting for Mashiach to come. Why is it so important to believe that the Mashiach is going to come and to wait anxiously for his arrival? Number two, what's the makor? If we believe there's a chiv to believe the Mashiach is coming, what's the makor? What's the source for this idea? Number three, what are the halachas? What are the gedarim? What are the parameters of these dinim? Are there halachas that revolve around? What do you have to believe in? What do you not have to believe? What's ma'akev when it comes to the belief of coming Mashiach? And then finally, practically, halacha l'maisa, what can we do to show and to expedite the coming Mashiach? This is what we're going to focus on Be'ezus Hashem in the little amount of time we have allotted this morning. And we'll go through it relatively quick. What is the makor of the chiyuv to wait for Mashiach? Some svarim say it's an asmachta. The Rambam, when he talks about in the 11th and 12th prakim of Sefer Melachim, the concept of Mashiach and his coming, he quotes many, many psukim throughout Tanakh that prove that Mashiach exists. Seemingly, that doesn't prove there's a chiyuv to wait for it, but it proves that he exists. But after quoting these lines, the Rambam writes, therefore, if someone doesn't wait for Mashiach, therefore one is being over the isser of not believing in Mashiach. So apparently the Rambam holds it some sort of a smachta. The fact that the Torah is made that Mashiach is going to come, by extension we have to believe in it and wait for Mashiach's arrival. The second source is a smak. The smak, Sefer Mitzvot Ketanis, in the very first mitzvah says, the makor of the chiyuv to wait for Mashiach is none other than Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu that took us out of Mitzrayim. We have emunah that Kadosh Baruch Hu is also going to take us out of this galus as well. In Kino Laman Aleph, we're going to say next week, we say B'tzeisim in Mitzrayim, B'shuvi L'Yushalayim. They're connected to each other. In the same way with the Nisim and the flows that we left Mitzrayim, there's going to be Nisim and the flows once again. The same way Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of us and took us out of Mitzrayim with the Shibud and the Tsaris, so too we're in Galus today. There's a Shibud, the Tsaris, there's difficulties. We're going to be taken out, that we have to have emunah Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it. But many, many Svarim simply say, Lama Likra Svarahu. The makor that you have to wait for Mashiach is no actual pasuk in Tanakh itself. You don't need a pasuk. It's logical. It's svaradik that we have to believe in the concept of Mashiach and we have to wait for his arrival. Very nice ideas, but then it leads to the following question. What's the svara? How do we put into words the svara that we have to wait for the coming Mashiach? So I'd like to describe a few svaras that we could suggest to this idea. They all revolve around the fact that today in Galus, we're not shalim, and when Mashiach comes, things are going to be b'shlemus again. One version of how to say it is that we're not shalim. Another version to say it is the achdus, seemingly, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not shalim. And the third version is that our relationship, our kesher to Kadosh Baruch Hu is not shalim. We'll explain one at a time. We were put in this world to actualize our potential. In the world today, with the challenges that exist, the nisyonos when it comes to parnasa, when it comes to health, shalom bayis, chinuch, etc., certainly anti-Semitism and shibe malchus. It's difficult to live a life as a yid. It's become accepted by us that this is our new normal, but it can be much, much better. And in the times of coming Mashiach, things are going to be better. This is what the Rambam writes. Well known, lo nisavu achachomim v'anavim yimas Mashiach. They didn't want it. Not to take over the world. To control the nations of the world. It's not the gashmi sticker reason why I want Mashiach to come. Just leave us alone and let us learn Torah. That's what we want to do. We want to have a clear path towards connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam also writes, there will not be hunger or war. There will not be jealousy. There will be tremendous, abundant good. The delicacies will be available like dust of the earth. We'll have a direct path of connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's going to happen in the days of Mashiach. Sefer Malchus Beis David asks the kasha that we know from Pirkei Avos, it's supposed to be Pasuk Melech Teicha. Why is the Rambam delineating for us that we're going to have Madanim Ka'ofer Ha'aretz? He says it's very, very simple. It's not for the Gashmish Shabbai. The more we're taken care of when it comes to our Gashmis, our physical needs, and those are put aside, and we can focus on our Ruchnis to reach our Shlemus in this world. And therefore, Svara number one, why we want Mashiach to come, is simply because we can reach our Shlemus. Number two is that the Ramchal, Derech Hashem, Das Funos, and many other Mekairos talk about the idea that we're in this world to be Makkah, the Achdus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That everything comes from Hashem. Kol Ma'ad Avad Rachman L'Tava, V'Gamdu L'Tava. Both that which seems bad and that which we know is good is all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the one God that we have in Shemayim. But in this world, Chazal tells us explicitly, we have two separate brachas. We have HaTova HaMeitiv, we have Shechianu V'Kiyamanu, but we also have Baruch Dayan Emes, because we don't have that clarity in this world. But when Mashiach comes, everything is going to be with absolute clarity. We're going to see how everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything ultimately is for the best. And in the world we live today, we don't have that clarity. Says the Ramchal Masilas Yesharim, this is the more elevated level of why we want Mashiach. The first one, on some level, is a little bit selfish. It's for our shlemus in this world. But if we want it for our Kadosh Baruch Hu Shleimus, for us to be makir Kadosh Baruch Hu Shleimus, that's the much higher level. Says the Ramchal, Nimseis Lomech Zoysi HaKavona HaMu'ula. She rechoyke legamri mikol hanos atzma. I don't care about myself. Hashem, I care about your malchus. I care about your malchus. And the Chavetz Chaim writes, based on the psikta, that Kadosh Baruch Hu laments that we're mechaved his Torah, but we're not mechakelei, we're not waiting for his shleimus in this world. And says the Chavetz Chaim on this psikta, the ikir kolei karim, is all we want is v'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. We care about a Kadosh Baruch Hu and his kavod. And that's the second reason why we want Mashiach to come. And the third suggestion why it's a svar why we want Mashiach to come is because our kesher, our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is not shalom. I want to say the following mashal. I'll modernize the mashal a little bit. Imagine you had a father who's having a difficult time making a parnasa. Can't put food on the table, can't clothe his family, can't put a roof over their head, can't pay the rent. And he gets a job offer in China. And they say, just come out for 1 year, very handsome salary, we're going to take care of you, and after a year you can continue the same job and go back to where you live. But you have to come for a year. The husband discusses with his wife, discusses with his children, and he explains to them, this is what we need to do, let's put us back on our feet, I'll be able to send the money over, and we'll communicate. There's Zoom, there's phones, there's email, I'll continue doing Avos Habanim with my children, I'll continue having chavrusos with the family, I'll talk to my wife every single day. It's a shtickle bitty of it, but for now, that's the best that we're able to do. And they do it, and for a year, they manage under the circumstances. Fast forward 1 year, the husband calls up his wife and says to her, you know what, this is working just fine. I think I'm going to stay here forever. What changed at that moment? What changed is that until now, they had a relationship with each other, and it was just bidyevet. But if it's going to be this way forever, it lemaisa is a break in the relationship. That's not the way it's supposed to be. As long as there's a hope it's going to get better, and we're going to reunite with each other, then even now we have a marriage, and I'm a father. But if it's never going to come back, and it's never going to get better, then it's ultimately a break. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes this in the Hakdama of his Sefer Tiferes Torah. He said, this is the answer back to the Chassam Sofer's Kasha. He asked, why is it an ikir to believe the Mashiach is going to come? He says, it's an ikir because it doesn't define us in the future. It defines right now that we don't believe we have a bris olam with the Kadosh Baruch. If Mashiach is never going to come, then we're believing that it's going to be bidyevet forever. It's not a real relationship with the Kadosh Baruch. And that's why it's so critically important and logical that we're waiting for Mashiach's arrival. Either A, we're not shalem, B, the world is not shalem, the achdus of Kadosh Baruch Kiviyachol is not shalem, we're not makirit, or C, this idea that our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not shalom. Imagine a father was taken captive by bandits, and the children don't even do any hishtadlus to get the father out. They don't even try. Is there really a kesha? We're in that matzav right now, that through our schusim, through our taira, through our tefillah, we could bring our father back, so to speak, kiviyachol. And therefore we have to understand that it's so logical that we have to wait for Mashiach's arrival. So, a few nekudas to speak about before we get to the halachas. There's a lot of discussion of when Mashiach is going to come. There's two gemaras in Masechet Sanhedrin that point to the number 6,000. You've all heard the number 6,000 before. One gemara says, Amar of Ketina, Shis Alfi, Shani, Havo Alma, V'char Charev. It's going to be 6,000 years of the world, and there's going to be one century, one millennium. That's going to be Charev. Another one on Gemara on Daf Sadi Zainam and Aleph goes on to Mabez, Tana de Beilayo, Sheshes, I love him, Shana, Havi Alma. The world's going to be 6,000 years. First 2,000 are Toyu. The next 2,000, from the time Avraham Avinu was 52 years old, the year 2000, that point moving forward, were the years of Torah. And the third section of 2000 is Yemois HaMashiach, which shows us that not only is Mashiach going to come by the end of 6,000 years, but in this window of time that we're in right now, these are the days that are called Yemois HaMashiach. But we're taught that we can bring Mashiach early. The Gemara says also in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Chasim and Aleph, and the Pasuk in Sevi Shayo, Be'ita Achishena, is Mashiach going to come at his predetermined time? Is he going to come in a rush? We're told that for Zoicha, he'll come Achishena, he'll come early, and if we're not Zoicha, he'll come Be'ita at the predetermined time. There are many, many Nafkumin we're going to see in today's share, the next few minutes we have together, what the Nafkumin is going to be Be'ita or Achishena. But Lamaisa, we see this idea that Mashiach can't come early. I want to tell a mice about the brisk rav. He was speaking at a Sheva Brochus and is focusing on the pasuk of Yomim al Yibay Melech Taisif, Shneisif Kol Dovador. And he says, the Radak says there's two pshatim, who the Melech is in this pasuk. One is that it's referring to David Melech himself, the Melech. And therefore it's a very simple tefillah. Yamim al yamei Melech Taisiv, add days to the years of the Melech. And that's very mistavis. Makes sense. But the Radak also says it can be referring to Mashiach. So ask the Brisker Rav, how could you add days to Mashiach's life? When he comes, he's going to be here forever. You can't add days. He says, but we can. If it comes Achishena and not Be'ita, we're not adding years at the end, we're adding years at the beginning. And this is the idea that we're talking about through our Schusim. Chazal, though, is very, very clear that it's not our Asek. We can't get involved in trying to predict when Mashiach is going to come. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tipach Atzman Shem Mechashve Kitzin. Hard to define what those words mean, but it's a klala for those who tried to figure out the time of Mashiach's arrival. Maseches Derech Eretz says, in Perek Tes, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hanoisin Es HaKetz Ein Loi Chelek Lo'olam Haba. If they try to predict when it's going to happen, the Rabbah passes the Lachal HaMaisa, V'chein Lo Yechashiv HaKitzin, Amru Chachamim Tipach Rukam Shem Mechashve Kitzin. He gives the same klala. Why is it so bad? There's two very simple reasons why it's bad. One is that if the date's very far away, then there's going to be a chalishas adas. We're going to feel, why do I need to wait so anxiously for Mashiach's arrival? It's not even around the corner. Or if the time they predict passes, then we get dejected and say, I thought he was going to come, he didn't come. And we know certain times in history when we thought Mashiach was here, it caused a lot of chorban in the world. And therefore, the Mefarshim say, we should not get involved in such things. The problem is there's lists and lists and lists of kamoinim, ga'oinim, rishoinim, achroinim, that suggested times of Mashiach's arrival. So the Mefarshim jump on this and they wonder, how can it be that we have Gemaras, Divrei Chazal, Rambams that paskin very clearly, you cannot try to predict the time of Mashiach's arrival, and at the same time, they do it themselves. And there's different answers that are given. The Ramban in his Sefer HaGeula, after he himself makes a suggestion of when Mashiach is going to come, he says the reason why perhaps it's okay is because that was way back when, in the times of Chazal, when Mashiach was very far away. But he assumed already in his time, close to 1,000 years ago, that we're so much closer, and therefore we were not going to lose our excitement for Mashiach's arrival. Others suggest that you're allowed to suggest theories, but not anything definitive. The Barbanel says if you do it based on Psukim and Tanakh, it's acceptable, but not if you do it out of your own hergation or feelings. But it's a very simple suggestion why it's okay, is that none of them are actually saying this is when Mashiach is going to come. They're telling us times it's mesugal for us to bring Mashiach. If we established earlier that Mashiach is either going to come, Be'ita, or we through our schusim, we can make an achishana, then they're just saying these are certain times that the windows are open, so to speak. It's more besugal, it's more opportune for us to bring Mashiach's arrival. And therefore they're making those suggestions. The reason why this mahalach is the most mistaver, I believe, is because many of them are wrong. So it's hard to imagine that the Rav Sajigoyim and the Ramban and the Rambam and the others that suggest the dates for Mashiach's arrival could simply be that wrong. Elamai, they weren't saying that he's going to come on that date. They're saying that it's mesugal, it's opportune for him to come on that date, but unfortunately we're not zeichet to bring him. The Bnei Yisoscha does say that Alpi the Zohar, Mashiach did come on those dates. I don't understand exactly the mahalach, how that works, but just to know that there is a mahalach to say that he did come, we're not going to be makir how he really came until Mashiach's more revealed and open arrival. There are certain times that are mesugal to bring Mashiach. We understand the month of Tishrei, the month of Nisan. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about the simonim, the signs of Mashiach's imminent arrival, which we're not going to focus on this morning. But we certainly also know that the time right before Mashiach comes is going to be known as Chevlei HaMashiach, the birth pains of Mashiach's arrival. And we're not going to focus too much on that either, but just two nekudas to point out. One of them is the Gemara tells us that if one is oisek in chesed and limud haTorah, it could save them from the pains of Chevlei HaMashiach. Rav Chana Wasserman points out that yasek is the key word, just like you have an asek of your business. You invest yourself with Mesiris Nefesh into your business. So there has to be an asek of chesed, an asek of Torah. It cannot be something that you take casually. And also, it's important to point out, Sefer Chesed Avram, the Chido's grandfather, says, if Mashiach comes achishena, we could avoid Chevel Mashiach altogether. It's only if he comes be'ita do we have to deal with Chevel Mashiach, which is another incentive for us to bring Mashiach as early as possible. So what are the halachic gedarim of waiting for Mashiach? And what is ma'ake, what's not ma'ake, what do we have to believe, what is unclear? I'll share with you a few of those nekudas right now. So first of all, one has to believe in the concept of Mashiach. The Rambam says this explicitly, HaMelech HaMashiach Osir Lamed V'Lahachzer Malchus David L'Yoishno L'Memshala HaRishayna V'Chomi She'eno Ma'amin Boy. If you don't believe there's a concept called Mashiach, Lo B'Shar Nevi'im B'Lvadu Kaifer, you're not just rejecting the words of the Nevi'im, Ela B'Torah U'V'Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to believe there's something called the coming of Mashiach. Emunah B'Ma'alosai, the Rambam says, you have to believe in the greatness of Mashiach. He's going to bring the entire world to do tshuva. He's going to return Malchus Beis David to its former glory. He's going to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash and start bringing Korbanos again. He's going to start Shemitah B'Yevel again. Kibbutz Golias. But he's going to be a great Talmud Chacham. A Navi Kamoisha. And you have to believe in the Milas, the greatness of Mashiach. Emunah B'Divrei HaNeviim. You have to have a general belief that the words of the Neviim are going to be true as they describe the coming of Mashiach. Emunah B'Mishpachas Beis David. You have to believe that Dafka is going to come from Mishpachas Beis David. The Sfarim point out, Yerushalayim HaShtayf points this out, that yes, there could be malachim from other shvatim, and they have a din of being a melech, but there's not going to be a kiyum of their malchus. There cannot be a kiyum of any other malchus. There's really the background of a well-known Ramban, that we know that the demise of Malchus Beis Chashmonai was not pretty. And the Ramban has to address, they were such tzaddikim, the heroes of the story of Hanukkah. What happened exactly? They had such a terrible demise. And the Ramban says, because they were not from Shevet Yehuda, they were Kohanim. And therefore, they couldn't be, there's going to be a hemshech, a kiyum of their malchus, which is the idea that we're talking about. But the most important one we're going to focus on right now is that it's a din in the concept and the halachas awaiting Mashiach. There's not enough to wait for Mashiach. You have to wait for Mashiach anxiously, with anxious anticipation. Says the Rambam, v'chumisha eno mamim boy, v'chumisha eno mechake lebiyasa. Mechake is not just waiting, but waiting anxiously for Mashiach's arrival. And the Brisker Rav says, the reason why this is the only one of the Ani Mamins that has a question and answer in the Ani Mamin itself. We don't say by the Ani Mamin that Kadosh Baruch Hu has no guf, that even though there's psukim in the Torah, there are mashma, he has a guf. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf. We don't have to bevorn that kasha. But all of a sudden over here, we have to say, says the Brisker Rav, it's to arouse from within ourselves the yearning for Mashiach's arrival. Because it's not enough just to wait patiently for Mashiach's arrival. We have to wait anxiously for Mashiach's arrival. And again, going back to the Mishalim we said before, the husband that's off working in China, the children are not waiting patiently for their father to come home. They're waiting anxiously for the father to come. A parent who, Rahman al-Salam, has a child who's very, very sick, and they're trying to get into a specific doctor. They're waiting anxiously by the phone for the moment the doctor is going to call. They're not waiting patiently for the phone call. And so too, if we really want Mashiach's arrival, it's a simon of who you are as a person. If you're waiting patiently, then something's lacking. If you're waiting anxiously with anticipation and a yearning for Mashiach's arrival, it shows that, like we spoke before, you want your shleimus. You want the achdus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be nikkur as being shalem. And you want to be makasha yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, have a true relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why you have to wait anxiously. It's a well-known ha'ara from Rabbeinu Bashishcha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu had to take us out of Sivlos Mitzrayim. Sivlos is not just the burden of the Mitzrayim, but it's the same shayus as the word Savlonus. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of the Savlonus of Mitzrayim, even in the Shibud of Mitzrayim, as terrible as we describe it in Leila Seder every single year. But at the same time, even there, it became their new normal, and they had Savlonus, they had patience, they were at ease, it was okay, that was the matzah for them at that point. And Hashem says, no, you can't reach the point where you're not trying to get out, you're not anxious to get out. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu had to yank them out of Sivlos Mitzrayim. We cannot have Sivlos, we cannot have Savlonos, we cannot be at ease with our matzav and gullus. We have to understand that we have to try to get out as quick as possible. And that's the reason why so many gedolim and so many tzaddikim throughout history did tangible things to show that they're anxiously awaiting Mashiach's arrival. For example, the Chafetz Chaim had his suitcase by the door. Mrs. Necha Golding, Rav Aaron Cutler called her the Tzaddikis of America. She herself had a special dress hanging, waiting for Mashiach's arrival. And these show that they were ready. They were ready. Just like if someone's wife is expected to go into labor on Shabbos, they pack the bag and leave it by the front door, because you have to be ready. So too over here, we have to show we are anxiously anticipating and ready for his arrival. There's a longer discussion. Does one have to believe the Mashiach will come today? Or do you have to believe that he can come today? There's an Arichas, there's a Mordechai, which is Mashma, that it's okay that you don't believe he will. But Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva says you have to believe, these are his words, Ke'ein Vadai, that Mashiach is going to come away, come today. The Brisker Rav also has several quotes in his name that he says you have to believe that Mamash is going to come today, but those are close to him said, of course you don't have to believe he will for sure come today. We have a lot of Felicia Sadas and Yehush, if we had to believe that he will for sure 100%. But every single morning we have to wake up and believe Ke'ein Vadai, today could be the day itself that's going to bring Mashiach's arrival. But certainly, we cannot do anything that shows that we don't believe he can come today. Rabbi Krohn has a very famous story. I got permission from him to print it in the Kuntres. Is that one time, a Yid in Yerushalayim brought his Esrog to Rav Eisen, a mumcha on the Dalet Minim. And he said, L'maisa, it's kosher for the rest of Yontif of Sukkot, because it's a psul of chaser. And chaser is only pasul on the first day. It's not pasul on the rest of Sukkot. But L'maisa is not the best. So the Baal HaBos says to the Rav, but this year, the first day of Sukkot falls down on Shabbos. So we don't have to even take it on the first day of Yontif, and therefore it's totally fine for the rest. Why should I bother spending more money? To which Rav Eisen said to him, you're not Bikayrus. You're not Bikayrus. That's not usually the response that you get. But why? Because when Mashiach comes, we will take the Dalaminim even on the first day, even if it falls down on Shabbos. So by you buying it, you're making a statement, a chalois, he will not be coming by the time Sukkot comes around. And it's apikorsis. It smells like apikorsis. They have such an attitude toward Mashiach's arrival. So do you have to believe he vadai will? Kein vadai, says Moshe Feinstein. We have to believe that he can. But there are many other details. Yeah.
Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos and not on Friday.
So this is something that I'm not going. We'll touch on very briefly. I think I have about 5 minutes left. But he potentially can come on Shabbos. That's an interesting discussion. But he potentially could come on Shabbos. Right. Okay. So what are the non Ma'aki believes in Mashiach's arrival. So says the Rambam as follows. There's a lot of details. We're not going to know how they're going to play out until they actually happen. So Devarim Sesumim Hein Eitz on the Neviim. They're hidden in the words of the Neviim. Gam HaChachamim Ein Lehem Kabbalah, but the Rambam would have a clear Messiah on these matters. Elefi Hechra HaPsukim, based on our understanding of the Psukim. Lefikach Yesh Lehem Machleikis, but therefore there are Machleikis of exactly what's going to happen in the process. V'al Kopanim Ein Sider HaVoyas Devarim Eilu V'lo Dikdukeim Iker Bedust. Exact order of these matters. In terms of when will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt? Before or after Mashiach's arrival? When will Mechemes Goygu Magog be? Does Eliyahu have to come dafka before Mashiach? He come afterwards. And we'll touch on these for a couple seconds soon. Or the whole idea of Kibbutz Golias.
Who are you reading from?
It's from the Rambam. Rambam writes this out explicitly. All these details, there's different mahalchim to say what the order is going to be. And therefore, it's not an ikir bedos. One's not transgressing the ikir of belief in Mashiach if they don't have a clear understanding of what the Seder Adoram is going to be. But certainly we believe there will be Mechemes Goyim Magog. We do believe this concept called Mashiach ben Yosef, which interestingly enough, the Rambam doesn't even mention. But of course, Chazal talk about it in other places, and others don't talk about it. So again, what are the Namaki beliefs? We don't have to believe exactly when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. There's Mashmos in the Rambam, the Mashiach will come first, Mashmos in the Yerushalmi, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be first. Who's going to build the Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam famously writes that the Mashiach himself is going to build the Beis HaMikdash, but Rashi, Tosfos in the Ritva and Sukkah and Daf Mem Aleph write that it's going to come down complete from Shemayim. So is he going to build it or not? So what Mahalach they say is that Mashiach is going to be ma'ayir us to do tshuva, that through our actions we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, Shomayla is going to come down complete. The Vilna Gaon writes, that's the reason why in Shemona Esrei everything is in Lashon Hoiva, in present tense, not future tense. Boinei Yerushalayim is not Yivnei Yerushalayim, it's Boinei Yerushalayim. Right now, every single tefillah, Yustam and Chakras, every tefillah that we do is actively building the Beis HaMikdash right now. But another Mahalach that they say, very simply put, it depends, and this is Maram Shik's answer, is it Be'ita or Zachishena? If it's Be'ita, then we're going to have to build it ourselves. And if it's Achishena, then it's going to come down whole. I mentioned this in a Shir recently, and they said they're of Nevinsol in the old city of Yerushalayim. He says the opposite. If it comes early, then it's going to come down whole. Sorry, if it comes down early, sorry, then we're going to build it ourselves and get the schus of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. And if not, then it's going to come down whole. Which is an interesting twist on the Maram Shik. Maram Shik said the opposite, but again, very interesting idea.
Can I just ask you, does anybody explain what it means by the arrival?
In terms of what?
In terms of Mashiach. I mean, what does it mean, the arrival? I mean, if he came like 1,000 years ago, maybe he would know because
he was... So there is a Zohar that says that every door has someone that's fit to be Mashiach. We know that Rabbi Kiva thought that Bar Kochva was Mashiach. He started showing the signs of the Siman of what it means to be Mashiach. But he's going to be a human being from amongst us. He's going to be someone that clearly shows the ability to be Ma'ir Kais to Tshuva, godless in Torah, and starting this process. And after a certain Simanim, it's clear to us that this is the man that's going to be Mashiach.
A disunited Jewish world, how are they going to accept him, everybody?
That's part of the nace of the coming of Mashiach. That's the biggest nace of all, though. Is this a rigid 9 o'clock? I got to do a couple more minutes. Okay, very good. What? Priya Samesim, yeah. But you're asking a question. Yeah, this is all part of exactly when it's going to be and which stage of Priya Samesim. So we're not going to focus so much on Priya Samesim because these are the parts that you don't have to necessarily have a very clear belief about it. Will Eliyahu Navi come first or not? The Pasuk seems to say he's going to come first. But at the same time, there are certain Mekayrus that are mashma, not that order. Interestingly enough, I saw in Margolius Hayom, it's a nice diuk that he makes. By a bris, we say that Rachamans, by benching, right? We say Yishlach Lonu Meshichai before Yishlach Lonu Kayin Sedek. Why? Because many Mefarshim say the place he says this, the Chasam Sofer says is that if we bring Mashiach Achishena, the Mashiach should come first. Eliyahu only comes first if we bring a Be'ita. So by a bris, we're davening that Mashiach should come first. We want Mashiach to come before Eliyahu Navi, and not the other way around. Again, a lot of Mahalchim we can say about this. Interestingly enough, now that we're seeing it doesn't have to be Eliyahu Navi is going to come before Mashiach, it really answers for me a kasha I've had my entire life. Because the Brisker Rav, we've quoted Brisker Rav many times, he used to say to people, Achakilei b'chol yom shayavai. They used to say that, but he can't come today. Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. And his famous answer was, when he comes, we'll ask him the kasha. That's the answer that he gave. And it always bothered me, because the Brisker Rav of anyone in recent history of Klal Yisrael is not one to give a flippant answer about a Rambam. If it has to be Eliyahu, he's going to come first. To simply say, I don't know, but I'm going to wait for him anyway, and we're going to ask when Mashiach. It doesn't make sense. But Elamai, it must be that it's not so pashut Eliyahu has to come first. And he understood that clearly in the words of the Rambam. Now the Mekayrus, and therefore, Lav Dafka, does it have to be Eliyahu going first? It could be a Nafkamina, a Be'ita Achishena. There are Mekayrus that are Mashma, that Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos or Yontiv. But at the same time, there are Mekayrus that point otherwise. We don't have time for the full Arichus of the Shir. But others say that this is the same Be'ita Achishena. That if he comes Be'ita, then he cannot come on Shabbos, but if he comes Achishana, Kosh Baruch is Mekalkas Ashura, and he'll come at any time that we want. It can even happen on Shabbos Kodesh. Kibbutz Gullius, what the order is going to be, and the concept of Mashiach ben Yosef are clearly not an Ikkar. The Rambam doesn't even quote the idea of Mashiach ben Yosef, so clearly it cannot be an Ikkar. When Mashiach comes, Be'ezaz Hashem, and we recognize it's him, is there going to be a bracha on Mashiach's arrival? Is there a bracha? Are you ready for the bracha? I actually saw recently that someone printed cards with these brachas I'm about to say to you. There's a tshuva in the Micha Shleima, which is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that Rav Shlomo Hamaner asked the kasha to Rav Shlomo Zalman as follows. He suggests to Rav Shlomo that there's four brachas we're going to say on Mashiach's arrival. Number one, Baruch Chacham HaRozim, which is the bracha you say when 600,000 you didn't get together. Shechalach Michachmosa Lireyav, which is a bracha you make on a great Tama Chacham. Shechalach Michfredo Lebasa Vadam, which is a bracha you make on a Melech. And Shechiyonu on Mashiach's arrival. The shaila that he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman is, can you take two and three and put them together? That was a shaila. But we see that Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't say to him, those aren't the brachas. He seemingly accepted his suggestion that these are the four brachas you're going to say, and he just had a kasha, he put the two together. Rav Chaim Falaji adds another one, the bracha we say at the end of Magid, Asher Ga'alanu, we're going to say that bracha as well. So potentially there are five brachas we're going to have to say upon Mashiach's arrival. So if you forgot what I said and listen to the recording, Be'ez Hashem, we have to be ready for this. We have a suitcase by the door, the bracha's ready, Be'ez Hashem, for Mashiach's arrival. So to wrap things up, there are many who doubt that we have the kaifas and ability to bring Mashiach's arrival. And there's different nuschayos of how people express this doubt. Some say it's been so long, what makes us think it's going to happen now? Version number two is that if Rashi, the Rambam, the Goyin, Chasam Sofer, all the rebbes in recent history couldn't bring Mashiach, what's the havamina that we're going to bring Mashiach? Who are we to bring Mashiach? And the last one is that even if we are, but we just don't have the schusim necessary to bring Mashiach. So I want to address each one of these one at a time. Those who say that it's been so long, who says it's going to happen now? So the Lomzer Mashkiach gives a beautiful mashal. Imagine I own a warehouse that's full of file cabinets and folders of papers that have no use to me whatsoever. There's one document in all those files in the entire warehouse that's worth to me $10 million, 10 million pounds. So I hire a bacher and I say, go through the warehouse, clear everything out, look at every single folder. And if you find that document, you get 10% of all the earnings. And he goes through 20%, 30%, 40%. Do you find it yet? No. When he's at 90%, does he have more yeush? Or does he say, we're so close? So Adarabba, if we've been through so much history, we're closer to Mashiach's arrival. We have to feel a chizuk to that. Question number two is that who are we to bring Mashiach if the previous Gedolim and Tzaddikim couldn't bring him? There's two answers to this. One answer is that there's a quota of how much Torah mitzvah we need to do to bring Mashiach. Okay? So granted, the previous Torahs had large boulders as their mitzvahs, and we're bringing pebbles. But if you add it all together, pruta pruta mitzvah, it will add up to the quota we have to have bring Mashiach. I give you a beautiful mashal. Look at the Kaisel today. The bottom stones are big, and the top stones are small. I almost feel it's a remez from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The way we have to do it is just add, add, add. You'll get to the top of the wall. But really, really, I heard from my Rebbe, or from Eisenberg Zatzal, whose Shver was Rav Gifter, that he says, the Adarabba, our mitzvahs are boulders. Lufum Tzara Agra. It said over the name of Rekiva Eger, if you come to our door and look at us today sitting in a room in London, England at 9 o'clock in the morning on a random Wednesday, and they're sitting and learning Torah together, he would say, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. Rav Gifter said in Tells and Lita, of course they learned Torah. There's nothing else to do. But we have so many distractions, so many siyanas, and what we're doing really are boulders, and it's not as small as we think it is. And then finally, those who feel that we don't have the schusim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Avarachamon, and we certainly do have the schusim. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein gives a beautiful muscle to explain how it's possible for us to bring Mashiach. We call it Chevli HaMashiach. If a woman is in pregnancy, in early stages of pregnancy, it's very difficult to induce labor. But if she's already at the end of her ninth month, the induction works much easier. In the previous dayers, where we were further away from Mashiach's arrival, it took a lot more schusin during Mashiach. But in our door, we're so close. Every mitzvah, every chesed we do, Shmir Shabbos, chinuch of our children, shalom bayis, every good word we say to another person can be that final thing that tips it over that brings Mashiach arrival. And what can we do finally to bring Mashiach? Many, many suggestions, learning Torah, tshuva, tzedakah, keeping Shabbos, having children, achdus. And certainly the final one, and we're going to end with this, is just wanting Mashiach's arrival can bring Mashiach. Moshe Shapiro brings an unbelievable diak. Ready for this diak? We say in davening many times the word ki. Ki is the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu should answer that tefillah. Slach lanu ki moichel v'sleach ata. Refa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe ki kel melech roife nemon v'rachaman ata. What do we say in Esamach? Esamach David avdecha meher satsmiach. Why should Mashiach come? Because we want it. Just wanting it is enough. And we'll end with a well-known maysa that towards the end of the Beis HaLevi's life, he retired from Rabbanis, from being Rosh Hashiva, and he wanted to sit and learn with Talmidim in a Chabura. He didn't want the all of being a Rav or Rosh Hashiva. But a Chabura came from Brisk, a delegation, to hire him to be the Rav of Brisk. And he declined them the way he declined many other offers in the past. And a Pasha de Yid says to him, Rebbe, Rebbe, there's 25,000 Yidden in Brisk wanting you to be their Rav. You're going to let them down? And on the spot, he turned to his wife, packed the bags, we're moving to Brisk to be their Rav then. When this Maisa was told to the Chafetz Chaim started crying. He says, you see, if someone feels there's 25,000 Yidden waiting for him, then you have to go. It must be the Mashiach doesn't feel there's 25,000 Yidden waiting for him. Shalom b'zeichah b'ez Hashem, to wait and anxiously anticipate Mashiach's arrival b'ez Hashem, we should be zeichah through that, to the coming of Mashiach here in the